Today's shiur Masechta Gedushin Daf Yud, and we will begin on Daf Tes Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom, Rebbe Hai Be'ulas Baal. We had learned in the previous shiur that Rabbi Avraham Rabbi Yochanan learns that Kedusha Bia are effective from the words that the Torah uses, Be'ulas Baal. Rebbe had learned earlier in our Masechta that Kedusha Bia are valid from the word Ubala. And the question the Gemara asks now is, the Rebbe who does not learn the effectiveness of Kedusha Bia from Bulas Baal, asked the Gemara, the Rebbe Hai Bulas Baal, my Rebbe, like, what does he learn from these words Bulas Baal? Answers the Gemara Hamibayalei, he needs to teach us the concept, the Baal Oysabula Shlokadarka, then Acher Oysabula Shlokadarka. As we have discussed, and we will continue discussing, in Halacha, there is a distinction between a woman who is a Basula and a Ba'ula, and Rebbe teaches us that a woman who had unnatural relationship is considered a Ba'ula if that Biyash like a Darka was done by a husband, if someone else, however, had with that woman a Bi'iya Shalaika Darka, she would not be considered a Ba'ula, she would still be considered a Basula. And the Ritva points out that even according to Rebbe, who says that a woman becomes a Ba'ula when the Bi'iya was by her husband, even a Bi'iya Shalaika Darka, says the Ritva, that's only if he did that Bi'iya during the mice, during the Kedushin. He was Mekadosh the woman with Bia, and when he was Mekadosh the woman with Bia, it was a Kedusha, it was a Bia Shloka Darka. But says the Ritva, according to Rebbe, with a husband to have Bia Shloka Darka with his Mureses, not in the course of the act of Kedusha Bia, even the Bia Shloka Darka of a husband, says the Ritva, will not cause it to be considered a Ba'ula. Ask the Gemara, Umisle Rebbe Haisrara, does Rebbe hold this way? If someone else had a Bi'ish like a Darka with the woman, she would still be considered a Basula. For Tanya, we learned in a Braisa, Ba'ala Yuranashim, if 10 men had relations with a woman, Vadayin he Basula, and she's still a Basula, so Kulim Baskila. As we learned in the previous year, a Nara Hamurasa, who's still a Basula, if she has an adulterous relationship, both she and the adulterer, a Chayiv Skila. Says the Tanakam, the Rabbanan, that a woman could have, a Nara Murasa, could have a relationship with 10 men. If all those relationships were a Biyash like Darka, she would be considered still a Basula, and they would all be Chayiv Skila. Rebbe, however, says, Rebbe Omer, Omani, Harishin, the first person that had relations with her, indeed had a relationship with a Nara Murasa Basula, and therefore Halach is Baskila. But the other men who have relationship with her after the Bi'ish like Darka, they would be only Chayiv Chenek, because she is no longer considered a Basula. So how can we say, as the Gemara, that Rebbe uses the words Ba'ulas Baal to teach us that the husband makes her a Ba'ula through a Bi'ish like a Darka? Unlike other men, we see that according to Rebbe, everybody makes her into a Ba'ula, even if it was a Bi'ish like a Darka. Amar Rav Zera, responds Rav Zera, Maido Rebbe agrees, L'inyan Knas, we know that if somebody violates or is mefata a Nara Basula, the halach is he has to pay a fine of 50 shekel. And says the Gemara that Rebbe agrees that in Knas, the Kula Mishamli, that even if many men had with this woman a Biyash like Kedarka, all of that, she would still be considered a Basula, and the halacha would be that all of the men will pay the knas. And that's the difference, and that's what he teaches us from the words b'ulah spar. The Ritva also discusses, we know that the halacha is that not just does the man who is ma'anis a woman obligated to pay the knas, but the halacha is b'loy seal isha, he has to marry her. And the question is, who is the man that's going to have to marry her? He cites one opinion who says that the first man who violated her would have to be the one to marry her. But then he disagrees, and he says that the woman who was the victim could choose any of the men who are ma'anisar. Again, our case is with a number of men who are ma'anisar and mafatah her, and they none of them were ma'anisar like Kedarpa, says the Ritva, she could choose which of the men she wants to have as the husband. Not only that, the Rishonim quote the Ran in Masechta Ksuvos quotes a Yerushalmi that says that she could even change her mind. As long as she did not yet marry any of the men, she has a right to say that she wants to marry this man and then change her mind. However, the Afika Yam certainly says that let's say she chose a man to be her husband, and then that man dies, or whatever, that marriage is terminated, at that point she doesn't have the right to go back and say that she now should marry one of the other men. Once she marries one of those men, the din of life seal isha no longer applies. As to Gemara, Mishnah Mektala, regarding the Chiyuv Misa, we're saying that only Chiyuv Misa Skila, we're saying the Rebbe says only the first man is Mechuyev Skila. But regarding the Knas, we're saying that all the men are Mechuyev the Knas. Answers the Gemara, Shani Hassam, Dar Mekra, Umeis Ha'ish Ashashachav Ima Levadoi. So he uses the word levadoi to teach us that only the first man who had the bish like Kedarko is going to be mechuyev skila, not any other man. Drabanan, who say that all 10 men will be mechuyev skila, asked the Gemara, "Hi levadoi, my avdolei, what would they use the word levadoi to teach us?" Answers the Gemara, "Mubaylo to the Tanya." They needed to teach us what we learned in the Braisa. For the Braisa says, "Umeisugan shneim." The pasuk says that both the noyef and the noyefis, the adulterer and the adulteress, are mechuyev misa. Achi shnei shavim kechad. They both have to be equal divrei Rabbeisha. And the machlokes harishonim had to understand the opinion of Rabbeisha. Rashi seems to learn that if the noyef is an adult and the noyefis is a ketana, and therefore she will not be mechuyev misa, says Rashi, in such a case, says Rabbi Yishir, that not only will she be exempt from misa, but even the noyef will be exempt from misa. However, many Rishonim, the Ritva, and other Rishonim disagree with that pshat, for it's inconceivable, they say, that he didn't have aveira, and just because she's a ketana, he should be potter from misa, and therefore they explain Rabbi Yishir's opinion as follows. They say that, as we've been learning, there is a very unique chiyuv misa, a chiyuv misa skila, for someone who has a relationship, an adulterous relationship, with a nara hamurasa, who's a besua, the chiyuv skila. Says the Gemara that if there'll be a circumstance where the woman will not be mechuyev skila, for example, she's a ketana, then the man will not get the skila, he'll only get chenek, which is the usual punishment for one who has an adulterous relationship. Rabbi Yonason Omer, Rabbi Yonason disagrees, and he says, "Ish a shachet ima levadoi." The word levadoi could teach us that even if the woman is not going to get misa, the misa, the man will get misa, not only will he get misa, but will even get misa's skila. Rabbi Yochanan asked the Gemara, according to Rabbi Yochanan, who used the word bula spal to teach us that kedusha bia are effective, asked the Gemara, "Hai svar minala, from where will he know that there's a difference between a husband who has a biyush like a darka, that creates a situation where the wife is no longer besula versus any other man? Answers Rabbi Yochanan, in Ukrain, if the doubt of all the pasuk was coming to teach us was that biya, kedusha biya are effective, nichtav kra bulas ish, it would be adequate that the pasuk should use the words bulas ish. My bulas bal, why does the Torah use the word bulas bal? Shema min atarti, to teach us two dinim. One, that kedusha biya are effective, and furthermore, that a husband who has a biyush like kedarka with a wife, she will not be a b'sul anymore in distinction with all other men. Ibaluhu. So now ask the Gemara. When we speak about biya being effective means of having a kedusha, ask the Gemara, is tchilas biya koina, is the beginning of the act what causes the kedushin, or sof biya koina, or the end? Ask the Gemara nafkamina, what is the nafkamina? Kigan shehelaba, let's say man only had tchilas biya, and before he completed the biya, or pashed the yodah, he killed the kedushin racha. She went and she accepted kedushin for someone else. If we say tchilas biya koina, she's an aishas ish, and she's unable to accept kedushin for someone else. If, however, we hold that it's only safe biya that's koina, so she is not yet an aishas ish, and she could accept her acceptance of kedushin from someone else will be in a kedushin. Inami, another nafkamina, would be the kain gadol, the kain b'sul b'biya. The halacha we know is that a kain gadol can only marry a b'sula. So now, if the question would be, could a kain gadol have kedusha biya? If we say that the beginning of the biya affects kedushin, so that would be fine. However, if we say that it's only the end of the biya that creates the kedushin, we would have the following situation. The tchilas biya would create a situation where she's no longer a besula, and it's only the sof, and it's at the sof biya where she becomes his wife. But by the time we want her to become his wife, she's no longer a besula, and therefore a kain gadol would not be able to have kedusha biya. Ask the Yamsha Shleima on the first nafkamina the Gemara gave. The Gemara gave a nafkamina, which is a very far-fetched circumstance, where a woman, the middle of the biya, between the tchilas biya and the sof biya, stretched out her hand and received kedushin for someone else. Very unlikely situation. He suggests that the Gemara could have given a different nafkamina. What would be if the man did not complete the biya, and he passed away without children? Is his wife considered a wife that she's mechuyev in Yibum, that would create a situation of tsaros erva or not? Answers the Yamsha Shleima that the Gemara specifically gave us these two nafkamina to show us the two extremes. Because, says the Yamsha Shleima, by kain gadol, we certainly should assume that the kain gadol is intending to create a complete marriage. He doesn't want to have relations with a be'ula. Yet, the Gemara is saying maybe he may not. On the other hand, the Gemara is trying to tell us that even it will say that sof biya is what's koina, it's going to be to the degree that even if you'll have such an unlikely situation where the woman accepted kedushin for someone else in the middle of the act, before the act was completed, it would not be considered that she's an aishas ish. But now just trying to make the point in a very strong way. Now, so what is the halacha? Amar amein mishnei de rava, kol aboyu, whoever does biya, batar al gemar biya, his intention is the completion, and therefore it's the gemar biya that affects kedushin. However, the Rishonim point out, it's the gemar biya of both. If both the man and the woman have intention for the gemar biya. So as the Michas Chinuch, if this is the case, then why, when there was a kedusha biya do we assume immediately that the woman is an Eishes Ish, perhaps we should be concerned that there was only a Tchilas Bia, and there was no Seif Bia, and the Gemara is now saying that without a Seif Bia, there is no Bia, there is no Kedushin. So answers the Michas Chinuch. Just like we have a number of assumptions in Halacha, we assume hein hein yehde yichud, hein hein yehde bia, that if there was yichud, there was bia. We could also fairly assume, says the Michas Chinuch, that if there was a tchilas bia, there was certainly a seif bia, and therefore she's considered an eishes ish. So as says the Mishnah Melech, according to the way the Gemara is now assuming, a woman who, a kohen gadol, should never be able to be mekadesh b'bia. For as the Gemara just said a moment ago, if we say that it's seif bia that's kohenah, then the woman is still, we have a problem that by the time seif bia comes around, she's a bula. And indeed, that is the opinion of a number of rishonim, the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam and the Rif. It seems that kohen gadol cannot be mekadesh b'bia. However, the other Rishonim say that even though our Gemara, Tosfos says this, that even though our Gemara says that only when there's a Gemar Bia do we have a Kedushin, if the man does not complete the Bia, then it's obvious that he intended to do the Kedushin just with a Tchilas Bia, and in such a case, the woman will be considered an Eishes Ish according to our Gemara, just with Tchilas Bia, and that's what he says is the case of our Gemara. Ask the Gemara, Ibrahim, Bia Nesun Isa or Erisun Isa? And the way we're going to learn the Gemara's question is as follows. We have been learning that Bia is an effective means of Kedushin. How is Nesun accomplished? For example, the typical case we've been discussing has always been chuppah. The Gemara now asks if a woman, these Rishonim that we're going to follow their opinion hold, that if there was one bia, the shame kedushin, for the sake of making kedushin, and then there was another bia for the sake of nesuin, the woman would certainly be a nesuah. Even though the Gra disagrees with this, because the Gra says that our Gemara, we don't find in the Gemara that Bia is an effective means of creating a Nesuin, and therefore says the Gra, making an assumption that Bia after Bia is certainly Kedushin and Nesuin, is not necessarily correct. However, as I said, most Mefarshim disagree, and their opinion is that if we had one Bia for the sake of Kedushin, and then another Bia for the sake of Nesuin, she would certainly be a Nesuin. Our Gemara's question is, where there was one Bia, and the person wants to accomplish with that one Bia, that should both be an Erisin and a Nesuin. And the Gemara's question is that effective or not? Some Mefarshim want to explain the Gemara, but the Gemara's question perhaps may be that as we've learned in the previous piece of Gemara, this is a nice way of connecting the two pieces of Gemara, that we learned in the previous Gemara that there's a concept of Tchilas Bia and Seif Bia, so perhaps the Tchilas Bia makes an Erisin, and the Seif Bia makes an Asurin. Others explain that the Gemara's question is, can one act indeed create two chaloisin, two halachic statuses, the halacha status of Arusha and the halachic status of Nesua? While doing nafkamina, the Yarsha, the halacha is that if a wife passes away, if she's a Nesua, then the husband inherits her. If it's an Arusa, he does not inherit her. With Tamala, even though normally a Kohen is not allowed to become Tamei, but to his wife, when she passes away, when they're in the Suin, he's allowed to become Tamei. Ulahafin Nidorah, the halacha is that a husband is mefer the Nidorim of his wife by himself once there is Nesuin. So the very relevant question, will this Bia create Kedushin, or will they create even Nesuin? The Rishonim point out that the Gemara could have mentioned a number of other nafkaminas. One nafkamina, as the Rishonim discuss, is what about a ksuba? So Rishonim explain that since an arusa also gets a ksuba, so it doesn't make a difference if she's an arusa or a nesua, she's entitled to ksuba anyway. Furthermore, the Meiri wants to suggest, very bechiddush, that once she's an arusa to a kohen and they have bia, even if she's only an arusa, she's already entitled to eat truma. Because, says the Meiri, all of the reasons that we're going to learn later in our shiur that a rusa of a kohen doesn't eat truma don't apply here. The concern of simpan that he may find a mum in her, a blemish in her, doesn't apply. Because once they have bia, he knows what her physical state is. And the concern that she may give l'achar l'chaisa also doesn't apply, because achar v'chaisa, she already is living with her with him, no longer with a family. Another point that we're trying to make, that certainly she's not going to be subject to the special din we discussed earlier of skila, of anara murasa, because she's already a ba'ula. And as we said earlier, only anara hamurasa who's a basula is subject to skila, not one who is a ba'ula. So if we're going to say that it creates nesuin, the halach is Yosha, Unakamalam, Faith in the Dura, like every other Nesua. However, in Amrit, Erisin Isa, if it only makes Erisin, then in Yosha, then the Kamalah, then Faith in the Dura, because those dinim only apply by a Nesua. Those dinim only apply by a Nesua. Says the Gemara Mai, what is the halacha? Amar Baya, Toshma, we could bring a Raya from the following Mishnah we learned in Masechet Ksubos. Mishnah says in Masechet Ksubos, Hav Zaka Bebita, her father has the rights in his daughter, the Kedusha, to be Mekadosh his daughter, the Kesef, to receive the Kedusha Kesef, the Shtar, to receive the Shtar, Ubebiya. I saw two Pshatim in the Rishonim, what the Gemara means when it says Bebiya. One is that the father has the right to decide which man should have bia with her to be mekadoshar. Another pshat is that typically the father would receive money, would take a fee to give the man the right to be mekadoshar with bia, and he's entitled to that fee. V'zakim mitziyasa, if she finds something, he is the one that keeps what she finds. As we learned, we quote Mishum Eva, or Chazal were concerned that the father shouldn't be upset with her. Uba Mas Yada, what she earns is his. Uba Faros Nadara, he's allowed to be made for $100. Two Pshatim in the Farshim, why he's allowed to be made for Nadarim. One is because whatever she makes a nether, she makes the nether on the assumption of that's Avihi Nadaris. Another Pshat is that that's part of the authority that the Torah gave to the father that he can be made for Nadarim. Her Umakabla Skita, he can receive her get if she was Mureses and she gets divorced, the father receives the get. There's a machloikis Rishonim, if a ketana had not just erusin, but even had nesuin, so is she out of her father's jurisdiction? And if she gets divorced, she has to receive the get, not her father? Or is the fact that she's still a ketana, even though she was already nesua, change to leave the father the right to receive the nesua, receive the get? As I said, it's machloikis Rishonim. Then Oichel Peres B'chaya, but he's not entitled to eat the consumption, the yield, the produce of a field. It means, as the Rishonim speak out, it's referring to a situation where she inherited property from her mother's side, that the halacha is the father isn't entitled to the produce of that property. There is a question that what happens if this girl was injured and with the damages that she received, does the and she bought property with that money that she received. Does the father eat the peros or not? It's a machlokas ha-mefarshim, a machlokas rishonim, if she's entitled to it. The rishonim also point out that it's only if, while she's alive, that the father doesn't eat the peros of her yerusha. However, if she passed away, her father is her yerush. And in fact, the Shita Mekubetzis asks, why doesn't the Mishnah indeed point out that that is one of the things that the father is entitled to, that the father is entitled to Yerusha of his daughter? Answers the Shita, because our Mishnah is speaking about things that there's a difference between a Nara and a Bageris. The halacha that the father inherits his daughter even applies to a Bageris, and therefore it's not listed in the Mishnah. Nisus, once she has Nisuin, Yesul of Habal, the husband has more rights, Sha'alcha Paris Bechayar, that everything that we mentioned that the father is entitled to, he's entitled to, but he also gets the Paris. So our Brisa, however, our Mishnah that we just quoted, spoke about Bia, Ketana Bia, and spoke about Nisus. So we see that Bia does not automatically create a situation of Nisuin. And this is the Gemara, Kik Tani Nisus, and the Mishnah spoke about Nisun, it's so not a shower, about the other methods that were discussed, Kesef and Shtar. It doesn't refer to Bia, because Bia indeed perhaps creates immediately a situation that she's considered a Nisua. Amar Rava. So Rava says, Tashna, let's try to bring a right from the following Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Basha Lashon of Yom Echad, a girl who's 3 years old, Miskadeshes B'Biyah. She is a girl qualified to have Biyah. V'mbala Yavam, if she has relations with a Yavam, Kana, she becomes his full-fledged wife. Once she's 3 years old. Chalitza could only be given when she's a G'dayla. V'chayam Lama Mishimeshes Ish, if a girl has Kedushin Biyah, she's an Eshes Ish. Umetana Esperla. Balach is that such a girl, if she has relations with her husband, if her husband has relations with her when she is a Nida, Balach is, he is Tamei for 7 days, the Tamei Mishkav Tachtan Kalyan. Balach is that when a woman is a Nida, she is Tamei for 7 days, and if a man has relations with her during those 7 days, he also becomes tamei for 7 days. However, there is a difference in the degree of tuma. If a woman who is a nida lays on a bed, any mattress that is beneath her, even if she doesn't touch that mattress, there's 10 mattresses below her, they all receive a high level of tuma, to the degree that they are metamei not only oichlin and mashkin, food and drink, but they're even metamei adam v'kelim. Any person or utensil that touch this bed becomes an avatama. A man, however, who has relations with a nida causes that the mattresses beneath him only have a lower level of tuma, that it's level which is similar to the clothing worn or carried by Yazaf. And therefore, it will only transfer Tumah to Eichlin and Mashkin, but will not be Metama Adam V'Kelim. Says the Mishnah, that if a man had relations with a girl who's a Nida when she's 3 years old or older, that's when these rules apply. But if she's below 3 years old, even though she's a Nida, he has the din simply like someone who touched a Nida, and the halacha is that someone who touches a Nida is only Tomei Tumas Erev, he's Tomei until after Erev Shemesh. And the dinim of the mattresses below would become Tomei to any degree would not apply. The Nisus L'Kayin, if this girl becomes married to a Kayin, a Chalas Petruma, the Gemara is now assuming that she not only had Bia, but she also had Chuppah, and at that then, at point, she's entitled to Truma. If the girl is 3 years old or older, and one of the people who are also to live with her, because the Torah declares him to be an erva, declares her to be an erva, the halacha would be that mumsa yada, he would be mechayev nisa v'ibatura. However, she, being that she's under bas mitzvah, would not receive punishment. A kohen's daughter is allowed to eat truma. However, if a kohen's daughter has relations with a disqualified person, a mamzer or a nasin, she becomes disqualified from eating truma. So if she's 3 years old and has relations with such a man, pasla min kohuna. But here we clearly see in the Braisa that there's a concept of ketani bia, the ketani nisus. So we see that bia does not automatically create a situation of nisuin. Says the Gemara Hachi Kama. This is the way to understand the Braisa. E hani nisuin kama. If there was nisuin, if hani nisuin the kainanu, if there was nisuin, that means if there was both bia and chuppah, then achels b'tshuma. But it doesn't necessarily mean that if there were bia alone, it would be considered that she's in a sewer, that she should be allowed to eat truma. Tashma. So Umar tries to bring another proof to the question that we asked. Does bia create a situation that she's both an arusa and a sewer automatically? Says the Gemara v'Prashalach, Yerachim and Bagbag, Eitzim of Yehudim and Beseirim and Tzivim. Shemati Alecha, he sent the following message. Shata Omer, that you say, Arusa Bas Yisrael Echelis Petruma, that you hold an Arusa to a Kayin may eat Truma. Shalach Loi, so Yehudim and Beseirim sent back to him, Fa'ata Yata Omer came, and you don't hold that way? Mursukani Becha, I know Sha'ata Baki B'chadri Torah, that you have tremendous vast knowledge of Torah, and Livush B'Kavachomi Ati Yudaya, aren't you able to learn a Kavachomer? So Rav Chanan quotes Rav Chaim Briska. He says, why is Bekiyas, why is a vast knowledge of Torah necessary to be able to learn a Kavachomer? So he says, Kavachomer depends on Svara. It depends on logic. So we don't have to be a Baki to learn a Kavachomer. Says Rabbi Chanan, in the name of Rabbi Chaim. Absolutely. To say a Kavachomer, to learn a Kavachomer, one does not have to be a Baki. But how does one know that a Kavachomer is not refuted by a Braisa, by a Mishnah, by a Gemara throughout Shas? The only way one can be certain that his Kavachomer is actually a good Kavachomer is by being a Baki B'chadrei Torah, by being a Talmud Chacham, and being able to know that this is, in fact, a legitimate Kavachomer. So, says Ben Beseira to Ben Bagbag, isn't there a Kavachomer that it should allow an Arusa to eat Truma? If in the case of Shifcha Kananis, she'ein bi osa machilasa b'truma, if the owner of a Shifcha Kananis had beer with a Shifcha Kananis, she's not entitled to eat truma. Yet, kaspa machilasa b'truma, through money, when the owner of a kohen buys a Shifcha Kananis, she's entitled to eat truma. Zu. So this woman, the wife of a kohen, should be also a machilas of a truma, who through bia is allowed to eat truma. Certainly, ain't a din that kaspa machilas of a truma, that if she had kedusha kesef, she should be entitled to eat truma. However, agrees Ben Beseira, ava ma esa, what should I say? Shvayom l'chachomim, chazal, tell us, Ein Arusa Bas Yisrael Echeres B'Truma, and Arusa Bas Yisrael doesn't eat Truma, Ashut Kanes L'Chuppah, and as we learned earlier, the reason being, because an Arusa, because simply we're concerned that when he marries her, he'll say she has a blemish, and then it'll turn out to be a Mekach Tos, and she was never his wife, or because she has not yet entered his home, and since she is not to entered his home, she's still living by her parents, and there's a concern that Shema Tacha Lecha Lechasa, she may give her other family members who are not Kohanim and are married to Kohanim to eat Truma, which does a Chiv Misa if Yisrael eats Truma. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir spoke about beer, he spoke about kesef. Hey Chidami, what kind of kesef and what kind of beer was he referring to? Even beer, say the Chuppah, if he was referring to a situation that there was a beer and then a Chuppah. And the kesef they were referring to also referring to the situation of kesef shdei chuppah, that there was kedusha kesef followed by chuppah. So then, what's Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir discussing? In those situations, the halacha indeed is the tavayu meich lachla, that she does eat truma if she's the wife of a kohen, for she at that point is a full-fledged nesua. Ella, are you going to say it's referring to a case of a bia shdei chuppah, that there was bia and chuppah, and there was kesef alone without a chuppah? Says the Gemara, so how could you compare those two situations? Hachatarti, by the bia, we had both a bia and a chuppah. Whereas here, hachachadah, we only had kedusha kesef. So how could we try to compare a situation where we had these two steps to a situation where we only had one step? Ella, it must be referring to a case of a bia shlaya de chuppah, where it was bia alone, with nothing else, just a bia, the kesef, just alone, without any chuppah. And yet, what is he referring to? So he's referring to a case of bia alone. And what is he saying? E amit b'shlama, if we're going to assume that bia alone, Nesu'an Aysa, creates it to be considered a Nesu'ah. Shemachib Shitalei, that's why we can understand what Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira holds, that Kedushay Bia are more powerful than Alimelech and Bia Kesef, because Kedushay Bia makes her a Nesu'ah, whereas Kedushay Kesef do not. Ele Amit, Kedushan Aysa, if we're going to say the Kedushay Bia only leave her in the category of an arusa, mashna hachad b'shitalei, why is it obvious to him that kedushin with a bia will give her the right to eat truma, and mashna hachad b'sapkarei, and why will kedusha kesef be a question to him? It must be that the fact that Yehuda considers the two methods differently, it's obvious that he held that kedusha bia alone create a situation of nesu'in. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, La'olam Eimelech, I will tell you that's referring to case bia shaydei chuppah, where it was bia with chuppah. The kesef, where it was kesef shleya de chuppah, kesef alone. Or the Talmud, you asked, Hachatarti, how can we compare the two situations? Here there were two actions, bia and chuppah, and here there was only one action, kedusha kesef. Says the Gemara, that doesn't refute the kavachomer. Kavachomer mil iser. The kavachomer still could stand. V'akashar v'chol. And this was what Yehuda ben Beseir said to Barbara. Omar shufi kananas she'ein bi'asa mechilasa b'truma. If by shufi kananas the rabbi does not give her the ability to truma, I feel al yedei chuppah. Even if there was beer and chuppah, Kasper, but if she had kesef alone, mechilasa, she could eat truma b'la chuppah, even without any chuppah. Zu, so certainly, this woman, the wife of a kohen, should be also mechilasa b'truma. The rabbia gives her the parallel to eat truma, at least if there was a yedei chuppah, if there was a bia and a chuppah together, ain't a din she kasper mechilasa b'truma, but a kesef should give her the ability to eat truma, at least even without chuppah, because he's showing, the Gemara is showing, that money alone is more powerful than bia and chuppah together. So we have no proof that in order that the woman is only considered a nesua when she had bia alone, perhaps she needs bia v'chuppah. But when Seira completes his statement, as we learned earlier, of a mat Esa, Shalem Chachamim, even though logically she should be entitled to Truma, what should I do? The Chazal said, Ein Arus, Abbas Yisrael, Achaos, Petruma, Achit, Tekanis, Lechopa, Mishim, De'ula, because the concern that Ula said, Shem, Atashka, Lecha, Lechosa. And as the Rishonim put it out, the Gemara only quotes Ula's concern, the concern of Shematashka Lechel Lechaisa. The Gemara doesn't quote the other concern of Simpain, because here we're referring to a situation where he already had relations with her. So if he had relations with her, if there was any blemish in her, he would have already have seen it. So that's why the only concern is not Simpain, rather the concern is Shematashka Lechel Lechaisa. Ask the Gemara, Uban Bagbag, why does Ben Bagbag reject what Yehuda ben Beserah's Kavachomer? Says the Gemara, you can't compare the situation. Why? Because God is Shifcha Kananis, in the case of a Shifcha Kananis, Leishayu Kinyana, she's completely his Shifcha Kananis. So the Kesef is a very effective means. Hocha, however, by Kedushin, Shayu B'Kinyana, even though he had a Kedusha Kesef, it's not the completion, because as we know, Kedushin alone doesn't complete the marriage until there's a Nisuin. And therefore, the Kesef of a Shifcha Kananis is different than the Kedusha Kesef of a woman, and they cannot be learned one from the other. Says Rav David Pavarsky, how do we understand the machlokes of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beserah and Bar Bagbag? Rabbi Yehuda ben Beserah says that we look at Erusin and Nisuin as two separate halachic events. And the Erusin is a full-fledged act. The fact that there still needs to be a Nisuin doesn't hurt or doesn't denigrate the validity of the Erusin. And therefore, we can compare Kedusha Kesef to the Kesef of a Shifcha Kananis. Whereas Ben Bagbag holds that since this Kedusha Kesef is only a step towards a complete goal which requires Nisuin, we don't consider the Kedusha Kesef a complete act, and therefore we can't compare Kedusha Kesef to the Kesef that's used to buy a Shifcha Kananis.